This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Like we do every night of the year, 365 days a year. We are here to take your calls and hear what you have to say. You don't like the topic we're talking about? Change it. That's all you have to do. Bring up what you want to talk about, and we'll talk about that. Joining you tonight is myself, Chris.
Rich Paul.
And Ian.
And I also wanted to tell you a little bit about something that liberty-minded individuals have talked about for an awfully long time, and that is a database of liberty-minded businesses, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core is a directory of events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social networking aspect so you could connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntary ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use the code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. I'm happy to say I've got a couple businesses on there and a couple organizations and things like that. It's a great way to meet people that support the same things that we support. And what we support is nonviolence and the idea...
Not aggression. Because you can use violence in defense as a libertarian.
This is true. Mm-hmm. And I think it's safe to say that we trust our neighbors more with a little bit of extra freedom than we trust politicians with a little bit more power.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to switch gears up a little bit here, but, you know, when it's cold like this, you know,
I heard it's cold down south, too.
It's
cold in Florida.
It's been really cold here. We've got a polar vortex. Mm-hmm. We should just talk for 3 hours about that because...
We actually covered it last night.
Well, then we need to cover it for at least two or three more days so we can catch up with the networks. Because
they're talking
about the polar vortex.
Really?
It's interesting because the concept of a polar vortex has been in meteorology for, I don't know, 50, 100 years.
But they just called it the polar vortex back in 2014 for the first time.
Yeah. And that makes it new and exciting.
Right.
But I think about the cold. I think about people going to school, you know, trudging between classes and things like that. Like those kids up at Farmington University, which is in...
Farmington University? Is that New Mexico?
No. Actually, it's the University of Farmington, and it's in Michigan, except when it's not.
Uh-huh.
ICE set up a completely fake university to lure in people that were here on student visas. And this comes to us from the Chicago Tribune. On its website, the University of Farmington advertised an innovative STEM curriculum that would prepare students to compete in the global economy, flexible class schedules that would allow them to enroll without disrupting their careers. The Michigan-based school touted the number of languages spoken by its president, that's four, by the way, and the number of classes taught by teaching assistants, zero. Photos of the campus showed students lounging around with books on a grassy quad or engaged in rapt conversation at its brightly lit modern library. Tuition was also relatively reasonable, $8,500 a year for undergrads and $11,000 a year for graduate students. Kind of a bargain these days, right?
Yes, I don't know. I don't price colleges out because I think the whole thing's a scam.
Well, this one you might like. Located in the heart, and this is a quote from their site, located in the heart of the automotive and advanced manufacturing centers of Southeast Michigan, the University of Farmington provides school students from throughout the world a unique educational experience, unquote, the site informed prospective applicants. But there were no classes taking place at the university, which employs no instructors or professors. In court filings that were unsealed Wednesday, federal prosecutors revealed that the school's employees were actually undercover agents working for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Okay.
The fake university had been set up in 2015 as part of an elaborate sting operation aimed at ensnaring foreign nationals who had initially come to the United States on student visas. Its, quote, campus, unquote, consisted of a small office in a corporate park in the northwestern Detroit suburb of Farmington Halls, Michigan, with no quad or library in sight. The phony university was, quote, being used by foreign citizens as a, quote, pay-to-play scheme, prosecutors allege. After forking over thousands of dollars, students would provide immigration authorities with evidence that they were enrolled in a full-time educational program. They could then continue to live and work in the United States under a student visa. But since the University of Farmington didn't actually exist, they didn't have the hassle of writing papers, taking tests, or showing up for class. So what do you think? Is this where we've come? We want to take people's money, promise them an education, just so we can turn around and arrest them.
I guess I want to know more about this because, yes, I heard about the headlines. I had not heard all the details. Did anybody ever sign up for this school and actually try to show up? Or was absolutely 100% of the people who signed up for this school, were they all kind of recruited somehow by somebody who told them, hey, look, this is a fake school. It's not a real deal, but it'll get you your visa or whatever.
All you got to do is tell them you're going to school and you're good.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand enough about exactly how did they prospect these young people, presumably, who signed up for this. How did they...
I had a very fancy web page, Ian.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of universities out there, so what did they do? How did they advertise this to draw these people in?
We'll cover a little bit more here.
Yeah.
Students knew that the scheme was, quote, illegal, and that, quote, discretion should be used in discussing the program with others, unquote, prosecutors wrote in their indictment, which was filed January 15th in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. According to the Detroit News, which first reported on the undercover operation, dozens of University of Farmington students were arrested on immigration violations on Wednesday as part of a massive national sweep and are now potentially facing deportation.
Huh.
In addition, eight people who allegedly worked as, quote, recruiters for the school and collectively helped at least 600 students to remain in the country under false pretenses now face federal conspiracy charges. So evidently they're busting even their own recruiters who I guess found this and said, hey, here you can go do this. But first, I do want to go.
This is a huge operation. I mean, this is a crazy sounding operation. So they had people recruiting folks to go to this school,
right.
But the recruiters weren't in on knowing that it was undercover work by the police, so they were sort of assisting these people in committing the crime, so therefore they themselves were committing a crime, right?
Yes.
So by enticing somebody to commit a crime, conspiracy, basically,
right?
In that case.
Mm-hmm.
How did they find the recruiters is what I want to know.
Well, I get the impression that the recruiters were already doing this for other schools. It's
maybe
just
possible.
This school happened to be fake.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
affordable.
And by the way, I think I found their website, universityoffarmington.edu. It's site's down, of course, at this point, but
right.
You can go into the Wayback Machine on archive.org and actually pull it up and see what it looked like.
Unbelievable. Ice could not
be crappiest looking. Here, look at this thing, Rich. I mean, you're somebody who's been around the internet for a while. Look at that title bar. Like, they definitely didn't have anybody who... This looks like it was made in MS Paint.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just...
You would think a government thing could at least spend a little bit of cash, but they probably had a small budget. ICE could
not
be reached for comment.
Well, then again, if they want to make it look like a front school that has no money behind it, they got the right graphic artist.
Hmm. There you go.
ICE
could not be reached for comment late Wednesday night. It's unclear how many past or present students could be facing deportation as the result of the sting. So let me ask you this. I mean, is this where we want our money to go? We want to have governments set up fake universities to lure people in by promising them a way that they could actually stay in this country. It's insane. It is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here. We're waiting to hear from you. We want to hear what's on your mind. We want to hear your thoughts. We want you to tell us what you think about the Department of Homeland Security running fake colleges.
Lying.
Well, you could say that, yeah. but I went to school, and a lot of the things I was told were lies, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Were they really doing anything that our education system doesn't do right now? My name's Chris. In studio, we have...
Rich Paul.
And I'm Ian.
And we've been discussing this story from the Chicago Tribune, talking about ICE setting up a fake university, promising fake degrees with fake instructors. The only thing that weren't fake were the tuition bills that they sent to their students, because you had to pay if you wanted to take part in this or work through one of their recruiters. But before we do that, I want to talk to Gilbert from Texas. He's calling us he's listening to us on the TuneIn app. Gilbert, are you there? You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you guys said we can talk about any subject, right?
Anything within FCC bounds, so you can't put our radio stations in jeopardy.
I see. It's not out of FCC. I wanted to talk about, because we've been debating, me and my political friends that can't snap out of their political mind, the political party mind, I don't like what's going on in Venezuela. And what I wanted to say is that first and foremost, I'm against socialism. I don't like socialism. I think it's deplorable.
Me too.
But what they're trying to replace it with is not something. It's not a free market economy. They're trying to replace it with big banker, international bankers that create money out of nothing. Imperialism that is not a free market economy. They want everything.
Well, they're also in Venezuela. For listeners that aren't familiar, the current president there, Maduro, who is now claiming he's in his second term, is being challenged by the opposition, a guy named Juan Guaido, I believe, who is claiming he's the president, and he says he's got the National Assembly behind him, while Maduro has the Supreme Court behind him, and that's the conflict here. The thing that you may not be aware of is that Guaido is also a socialist. So, I mean, you're just talking about replacing one flavor of socialist with another socialist, one that's probably more, in the pockets of the international bankers.
Yeah, and we've talked about... Ian and I were discussing this, I guess it was on Saturday night show, talking a little bit about that, and I sided with a caller who said that, you know, even though this is all transpiring down in Venezuela, and there is no doubt that socialism has crushed that country, I personally can't help but believe that the U.S. sees opportunities where things are going awry, and it would not surprise me if we've had some people either enticing... like Guaido to run, you know, maybe we'll back you, things like that. This would not by any stretch be the first time that the U.S. has meddled in other countries' elections or meddled in the economies of other countries.
Well, actually, here's what's going on. What's going on is that they're putting sanctions on Maduro, which, like I said, I don't support his socialism, but I would prefer, when you give me a choice between bad and worse, I'm always going to choose bad. There's no other choice. And what's going on here is that they're putting sanctions on him, and then the people that are putting sanctions on him and not letting him have access to the millions, if not billions, of dollars of money that he has in businesses here, Venezuela has in businesses here in the U.S. and other places, then they're strangling the economy. And these people that are strangling the economy are going to be rewarded for their bad behavior by blaming this blaming it all on Maduro. Now, remember, these bankers are the same ones that support China, and we know China is communist. They have no problem with China supporting communism, which is socialism times 1,000. But because China lets them do a lot of what they want, then they're fine with that. What they really want is they want to take over Venezuela, Venezuela's economy, so only the sellouts can make money, and they want to counter capitalism, but it isn't capitalism. It's a total corruption, and it's like the Federal Reserve, how it's taking over our country here, and they're setting up a system where you can't even criticize them. If you criticize them, they corner you. They call you a conspiracy theorist or whatever. And, you know, one of the things I tell my Republican friends is I tell them, look, I'm no socialist, but what's going on over there is that imagine if the Federal Reserve were to raise the interest rate to 10%. 20% and destroy the economy. And then everybody would be calling for Trump's head, and everybody would be wanting him out. Would you like that? They would be blaming him when it was the big banker's fault for the economy, and that's exactly what's going on in Venezuela. I don't support socialism. I wish somebody with a free market plan would go in there that's fair and free and people could get rich,
yeah,
competing
right
for the resources.
That would be nice.
This is not what we have here.
So there was something bankers that you said. Was it Gilbert? Is that right?
Yes.
Gilbert? Yeah, Gilbert.
So, I mean, you blame the sanctions for destroying their economy, and the sanctions are not good. I mean, there's no doubt that they are harmful to an economy and they're harmful to business because people, even an oppressive regime, should be free to trade with people in the United States. So I think sanctions are definitely not good. But the reason why the economy is in the toilet has a lot more to do with you know, what Maduro's policies have been of inflating the money supply and putting on price controls and taking over by force, taking over and nationalizing industries. These are some of the main reasons why things are bad in Venezuela. It's not just sanctions.
I don't disagree with that. And Maduro pretty much followed the playbook. I mean,
the socialist playbook.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just check, 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 check. And then you get to this spot where people die and countries fall apart. Gilbert, any final thoughts?
Yeah, well, what I say is let's replace it with a free market economy. Let's not replace something that's horrible, and I agree with you. Let's not replace something that's horrible with something that's 1,000 times worse. We're going to give the Venezuela and trust them into this type of Federal Reserve International Banker world system. We have Bolton, we have Abrams, all the players that have been murdering Latin America for the last during the 80s, at least when Reagan was there. They've been murdering Latin America and giving it to the big bankers, all their riches. These are rich countries are going to the big bankers, and the people are poor. Look at just one last thing. A quote from Evo Morales. Evo Morales, I don't agree also with everything he says, but he said that when he took over, that when he took power, the multinational corporations were taking 82% of our essential resources. And us, we only had 18%. Today, it's opposite. When he took over, he said, I did what I had to do for my people. Now I'm just waiting to be killed like they did Chavez. He believes that they killed Chavez too.
And who was Morales? I'm not familiar with that character. Who was that?
Evo Morales is the president of Bolivia. I don't agree with all of his policies, but nevertheless, he took away the natural resources from the big international players, and he gave it back to the people. And I don't agree with everything they do, but at least, you know, if you're going to choose between bad and worse, choose bad, because they're not giving you good.
Well, it's hard to imagine things being much worse than they currently are, but I suppose they could get worse. And it is true that, and thank you for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you.
Yes, thanks.
Thanks for bringing that up. You know, when it comes to what's going on there in Venezuela, it's bad. I mean, it's really bad right now. They can't even get basic food items there.
Or medicines. And it's a tragedy. 855-450-FREE.
Your kid gets sick, they're probably going to die.
And that is a tragedy. More coming to you soon. Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the White House on Thursday, President Trump expressed optimism about the high-level talks going on with China over trade.
And it will be the biggest trade deal by far, but it will also be the biggest deal ever made. The two largest countries.
Also at the White House on Thursday, President Trump's war of words continued over border funding and a border wall with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
If there's no wall, it doesn't work. You can forget it. Our country is going to be a very unsafe place. If you go to Tijuana and you take down that wall, you will have so many people coming into our country that Nancy Pelosi will be begging for a wall.
The unseasonably cold temperatures up and down the East Coast and in the Midwest are expected to last another 24 hours. Highs over the weekend, though, expected to be 40 degrees in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We've been kind of all over the board tonight, boys. Just that's basically how every show goes. We started off talking about a Reason.com article about the Texas raid, which tragically left two innocent people dead and a number of police officers shot. We had a call from New York who wanted to discuss the 2020 election, and we talked about that. We talked about the feds running a fake university. Fake you.
Yeah.
I guess it's the University of Farmington. So if you're an employer and somebody comes to you with a University of Farmington CV, you may want to question that. And we just got off the phone with Gilbert, who wanted to talk a little bit about Venezuela. And this is how it goes every night, folks. If this is your first time listening, realize that this will not be the standard 3x5 card TV, radio show you're used to listening to. We don't really try to spin anything. What we do look for is...
Oh, I'll spin things. I'll spin it to freedom, whatever it is.
Thank you, the issue. And that's, if there every is a spin to this, that's exactly what we do. We talk about liberty and we talk about freedom.
And in some cases, like in Venezuela, there's no real liberty choice. I mean, when the gentleman was on the line, he's like, well, why don't we try a free market? Yeah, I mean, wouldn't we all love that? I mean,
who's going to argue against that?
Well, a lot of people would argue against that, but no one on this show.
Right. The thing is, it's not our job to try that. It's Venezuela's job.
Yeah, and that's not even on the table. Nobody is talking about that. We're talking about one socialist president and another socialist that wants to overthrow him. That's
right.
What we have.
Right. But it will probably be a slightly different flavor of socialism, which inevitably leads back to the same place, because socialism ends up at the same place.
It does.
And that usually involves eating the animals out of your own zoo to survive.
Yeah.
And that's where Venezuela has gone. And I wanted to give a little shout-out here. We've been thanking our amplifiers, the AMP program, our people that are so enamored by the ideas of liberty that they wish to contribute to the show so we can continue to do what we do. And tonight, I would like to thank Jason Howcroft. He's a silver amplifier.
Long time.
Yeah. Nice.
We've started over on the thanking list here of the amplifiers. So we've been through the list one time now. So we start from the longest running amps, and we go all the way down to the current, the ones that just signed up. So we're once again at that long end right now. So thank you, Jason.
Yep, thank you, Jason. And we are
going to... And by the way, you can amp by going to amp.freetalklive.com. That's how you can help support us for $5 a month. And what was his rank on AMP? Gold?
He is a silver.
Silver. So he's doing $5 a month.
Yeah.
And really appreciate that. And you get some cool perks, some bennies, some bonuses that are just for amplifiers over at amp.freetalklive.com.
All good stuff. And like I said, all the money that's raised by the AMP program goes to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live and the ideas of liberty. But we're going to hop back to the phones, and we are going to talk to Sarah, who wishes to discuss banning sugary drinks.
Oh boy!
Because I know.
Get ready, Rich Paul.
I know this.
He's got a Diet Coke with him tonight.
Diet. Can you go out there and get a real soda or something like that? Don't worry, Rich.
You can go get your own. I think there's some Coke in the fridge, bro.
There we go. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I heard today that there's a group that wants to banned advertisement for the sugary drinks right here in the United States.
They sound like a fun bunch.
They do. Okay.
Well, no, I have no idea. It was so fast that I wonder what state it was, and I wonder who's doing it, and then exactly what commercials. But I just heard just a short radio news clip.
So, but the long and the short of it is, Sarah, is you would absolutely support a ban on sugary drinks, would you not?
Well, I mean, for me, yes. I mean, if I could have it my way, we were never meant to. You could add your own sugar, make your own. I mean, I would like to have, like, no, not all together. I mean, people. I mean, but I just. I mean, some sugary drinks is okay, but I do not like the advertisement. You know, all of this pushing and shoving. Pushing and shoving their sugary drinks on people. You know,
well, isn't that sort of the point of advertising? I mean, you watch lots of ads for lots of things, and some of those things are probably things you like. Like, I mean, you really can't take your eyes away from, like, the poor dog and shivering in the cold in the backyard, and we hear the God, I don't even know what singers are like Celine Dion song playing in the background, making me feel sorry for this dog, so I send them money. That's advertising. Do you support that kind of advertising?
Well, the thing about it is that
so you can ask Sarah a question, but she will never answer it.
I know, but I want to keep trying.
Okay, it's fine, but we know that this product has caused diabetes in children. It has caused obesity. It has caused health problems year after year.
Drinking.
Well, that's true, but
drinking those products cause those things. But those products on their own don't do anything. They sit there until somebody puts it in their body.
Well, what about the side effects of government, though? I mean, there's a lot of people being shot by cops. There are people imprisoned for not paying their taxes. These are all bad side effects of government. So shouldn't we ban government first?
But the government, we just have to accept, do they advertise the government?
Oh, yeah, there are politicians all over the airwaves, and every word they say is a lie.
Well, see,
so that doesn't seem very good.
Sarah wants the SWAT teams to kick in the doors of a radio station that would accept a sugary drink ad. She wants the SWAT teams to kick in the doors of the companies that would want to purchase a sugary drink ad. That's what you want to do, right? Sarah, you want to have men with guns use violence against people who want to advertise their delicious concoctions.
Would you agree with that?
I think the penalties and fines would be okay. You know, have like
But if you don't pay the penalties and fines, then what happens?
Yeah, what's the next step? Let's say Reitman Soda, and now I got fined by whatever government agency is in charge of bubbly drinks, and I refuse to stop advertising. I keep advertising. What's the next step?
Well, I mean, I guess they would have to go in and issue citations like they do for cigarette bans.
I don't pay those either. I just ignore them. Every time you give me one of those, I'm going to wad it up in my previously nicotine-stained fingers and throw it in the garbage. Every time you do that, every single time, time after time.
But you might have to go to jail.
So I'd have to go to jail. So you're willing to lock me up because of my soft drink ad.
Now, Chris, are you
Chris doesn't show up and go to jail? What if Chris says, no, I'm not going to be your slave?
What if I just say, no, I'm not going to jail?
Well, you know what? It's not just for that particular thing. It's for all, like, they do it for speeding tickets and red light camera tickets. They'll take you to jail for those.
Violation. Does it make it, if you violate more rights, is that better than violating fewer rights?
But you know what? All of these things have a root cause. It's because it hurts people. It hurts the health, and that's the reason behind it. You guys make it sound like people just get arrested for no reason. I mean, that's according to your belief.
There are people out there who get off on pushing other people around. It sounds like you're actually one of these people. And because there are people who get off on pushing people around, and a lot of people don't like to be pushed around, there's eventually violence because you have to force your will on unwilling others. And until you get over your assumption, your obsession with controlling the lives of others, there's going to be a lot of violence because people don't want their lives controlled.
Bravo.
Aye, we don't. Sarah, thank you for the call. And
I need to go get a sugary drink after that.
I know. And I don't even drink them, but I want something bubbly.
Yeah, I'm ready to drink a regular Coke myself.
855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3773. And again, we've been all over the board.
3733, I think.
Did I get that wrong?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, just spell it out because that's always confusing to do while you're trying to remember a phone number. It is 855-450-3773.
No, I thought it was 3733.
God, I'm looking at your notes.
It has to
be. And you're absolutely right.
Both of the last letters are
E. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I'm just going to start making up random numbers, and we'll see if any of them happen to get through.
Well, if the worst that you've done is messed up the phone number, you're doing pretty good for your second night.
No, give me time. I'm sure I can screw this up even more. But we've been.
It's all right. We don't need the calls anyway.
But the
it's
calls,
just Sarah.
The calls. The best part.
Sarah already knows our number. She's not listening.
I know.
She's
that.
Got it written down somewhere.
And Ian's going to tell us a little bit about a story that has to do with soda. Therefore, once again, confirming that all news begins with Sarah. And it's taken us years to figure this out, but she is really what drives this show, evidently.
Our program director.
She is our program director.
I do have soda-related news since she brought it up, so we can get into that here in a bit.
You do, but I also have somebody who's been holding for quite a while, and this is Anonymous from Michigan. He is listening on Twitch.
All right.
Anonymous, are you there?
I am here. I'm listening on a bit more in Twitch. I got a few different things to say to you guys, if you like. Just took a couple of shots, loosening myself up to, like, you know, I never really call on these things too much. So, but, I mean, I can comment on just about everything that I've heard so far since I tuned in for the past.
All right, well, pick maybe one or two things, because we don't have all night. But make sure you don't say anything that the FCC won't allow, otherwise we have to hit the dump machine and then we'll be very sad.
I have absolutely no idea about the rules and regulations of the FCC, but I don't think any of my comments will actually trigger anything like that.
Okay, great.
I think we're good.
Go ahead.
All right. Your last caller, that terrified me to no end. I think that is a completely mistaken mindset, and I don't want to be insulting in any way or anything like that. However, I mean, like, what I would like to say is imagine sitting in your house and doing something that you want to do on your own time because it's something that you've worked for with a product, you know, that you want. And all of a sudden, your door is broken down and you're taken away because of what you're doing. Now, I don't understand how that isn't a completely terrifying situation.
Now, wait, are we talking about heroin or sugary drinks?
Sugary
the thing
drinks.
That you're doing.
Because
I think you should be able to
actually,
do whatever
we can
it is
talk
you want
about both if
in
you
your
want,
own house.
Because in my opinion, I don't think it's an issue of substance. I believe it's an issue of knowledge. And I believe it comes down to not respect. It's the word
liberty.
I can't say the word right now. It's like you do something or you want to do it. You do it or you don't do it because you're
self-determination,
responsibility,
well, autonomy.
No, responsibility, knowledge, and responsibility.
Okay.
I believe that everything comes down to knowledge and responsibility because. To be knowledgeable and to have a well-educated people who are knowledgeable, right, and who know the causes and effects and the science behind ish like substances per se, they, I don't, when you're growing up, like, I mean, I sort of grew up in that kind of environment and I've never gotten into that aspect because I've seen how it affected others and that's something that's sort of imprinted on me. So that became knowledgeable for me, and I noticed like all the issues that it caused.
Right, you know? but you do respect that those are choices that individuals make. You know, some people make good choices, and some people don't.
Look, man, if somebody wants to do something on their own time and put something inside their bodies that makes their life a little bit better for that time, you know, perhaps they're the most miserable person on the planet, and they want to do something to make themselves feel better. Who's somebody else to say they can't do it?
I could not.
Yeah, totally with you. And as you pointed out, a lot of times those people will go overboard. They will use whatever the substance is that they're into way too much. It will take hold of their life, and it will make their life a living hell. And that is an example to the rest of us. It's, you know, you can look to those people and say, oh, yeah, I don't want to live like that. So right. It's a good thing those people are out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why my first comment was saying I believe it relies on falls down to the responsibility of the user, and also
it should. And there's enough of a punishment there for the user, right? Like, so exactly. You know, they don't need to layer on jail and a criminal record on top of the already natural punishment of exhausting your exhausting your body. By using these drugs and just, you know, wasting yourself away. That's its own punishment.
Yeah. Right. You're piling.
Why go out of your way to punish those who are already doing a fine job of punishing themselves?
Right.
Exactly.
Any final thoughts on that? Go ahead.
I got a bunch of thoughts if you want to hear some of these. Exactly what you said, man. Like, hey, man, like, imagine this. Imagine living in, like, a cardboard box. Like, literally living in a cardboard box and, like, going to, and then, you know, your life is crap. Your brain's already goofed up as it is. You know, you're just like, oh, you just want to feel good or something. Oh, no. Time for a bunch of thugs to come grab you, throwing you in a box.
Have a cold cage instead of a cardboard box.
Exactly. And stick to drugs you can handle. Anon, thanks so much for your call, man. Take care.
Yeah, it was a good call. And if you got more to say, call any other night because we're here 7 nights a week. And I love people with a lot to say. I appreciate that.
I do, too. And that was one caller. I could tell he had a lot to talk about.
Yeah, and thank you for being a good Twitch caller because, my God, it is a wasteland on Twitch.
We see that pop up, and it's just sort of like, okay, now exactly how do I dump a call?
Yeah, we're hovering over the – every time it's a Twitch call, we're always hovering over the dump button just because 90% of them are just trash.
Indeed. And sometimes we have that problem with Discord callers, but
a lot of the Discord callers are listening on Twitch, I think.
Maybe.
Because Discord is a gaming chat platform, and so it sounds like we have Gene on the line already.
Just getting him ready for you. But two people do bounce back and forth. Gene, you're on FTL. What's up?
Oh, hi. Well, I'm not at all like Sarah. I'm just the opposite of Sarah. So she wants more government. I don't want any government.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to talk about lies. And this is something that your government, your friendly neighborhood government specializes in.
Mm-hmm.
is they lie a lot. And it's amazing to me that people put up with it when they see it every day. I mean, everybody sees how much they lie every time that they make any kind of a statement. We find out 2, 3 months or even 20 years later that it was all a bunch of baloney. And I just don't understand how people are so stupid that they don't see
this. Oh, but the next guy, he's telling the truth. He wants change.
Well, that was a Democrat, Gene. That was the problem. It was a Democrat telling all those lies. Now that we have a good, honest, God-fearing Republican like we do now, no more issues, right?
And I pointed out to many Trump supporters how many lies Trump has told us. Mm. But they, you know, just because they hated Hillary, which, you know, I hate Hillary just as much. You know, Hillary is, she was a monster and she still is. And, you know, I keep wondering how much longer she's going to stay alive. But some of these evil people just seem to live to be like 100 years old all the time. I don't understand.
Yeah, what is with that? I just have to share this one, Gene, because I think you'll appreciate it. Today on Twitter, Trump announced that the Dow Jones has crossed 25,000 for the first time, which is big news.
Okay.
The problem is this was at least the third or fourth time that he has announced that the Dow Jones has exceeded 25,000.
For the first time.
For the first time. And yeah. Somebody had actually gone through his feed. And it gone
Trump
back
supporters
like 3 years.
Won't catch that. They won't even realize that. It'll just go right over their heads. No, just like when he said
it's fake news.
Hillary's going to be in jail, and just like he, you know, all these other promises he made, and none of them are coming true. Yeah. Hillary's not going to jail, and we all know that nobody that's ever been in government ever goes to jail.
Apparently, within just the last year, it's been close to 26,000. They're actually over 26,000, so it's not even 25,000 isn't even a record.
And I was trying to remember, Ian, maybe you or Rich will remember the name of the organization that was sponsoring the caravan up here, something Peace.
Ooh, I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
The long and the short of it was in response to one of Trump's, you know, we've stopped every caravan that's come through, the president of that organization, and we'll find that for you, those of you who are listening. But he was basically coming back saying, no, they didn't stop every one of the caravans. We've loaded up Catholic charities. When we bring people here, we get in touch with Catholic charities who finds them a bed and puts them on a legal path to stay in here because they can't be just denied.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth. Once and for all, visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, escaperightnow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.